Hey, this is Dave Humpers. Welcome to this short presentation on something that I call the Vitality Scale. Now, the Vitality Scale is hugely important because it helps us try to define where health ends and disease begins, or where wellness ends and illness begins. Now, there's something that's really, really important to understand is that the medical system defines health and disease, or wellness and illness, as really black or white phenomenon. That there's nothing really in between. You either have a medically recognized and diagnosable disease or disorder, or you don't. Now, the challenge with this is, as we talked about in the seven areas of health presentation, that many people are walking around with clusters of symptoms. Many different symptoms in different areas of health, so feeling low on energy, low sex drive, skin problems, digestive symptoms, feeling grumpy or anxious or irritable, chronic aches and pains like headaches or muscle and joint pain, etc. And there is no diagnosis for all of those different clusters of symptoms. So we got to really understand that, in my opinion, wellness is on a scale of vitality, which is why I call it the vitality scale. And I learned this from a guy named Paul Check, who was one of my early mentors. It's an invaluable piece of teaching. And really what it says is that if we're at a 9 or a 10, where 10 is the best we can possibly be, we're wandering around without really any physical or psychological ailments. We're just feeling on top of the world. But for whatever reason, usually due to lifestyle and stress, poor diet and things like that, we slide down the vitality scale. And when we're at an 8, maybe we still have reasonably good health, but some minor symptoms might be kicking in that start to attract our attention consciously. By the time we get to a 7, we certainly start to have a few nagging symptoms in the 7 areas of health. We may notice snapping at people. We may not quite be sleeping as well and waking up as rested. And possibly we've got some mild murmurings and gurglings and burning and pain sensations in our digestive system. Maybe some skin rashes. Nothing major that's really alarming, but there is something going on. We may then find that we fall down the vitality scale further if we do not do something about it. And the symptoms then really start to wake us up to the fact that something is going on. Now, by the time we get to a 6 and a 5, we're going to have symptoms that are really starting to irritate us. That the energy levels are going to be affected, the mood, the sleep, the skin. We're going to be in aches and pains, some of us, and what have you. And this, as you can see from the scale, is usually where the immune system's gotten down and deflated to a point, suppressed to a point where we develop overgrowth and infection on a chronic basis with things like parasites, fungi, bacteria, and what have you. And this is borne out by the thousands of digestive tests, digestive health tests that we've run over the years, showing that people have things like candida overgrowth or small intestinal bacterial overgrowth or H. pylori or parasites. I was in this boat. When I got tested, I had H. pylori, blastocystis hominis, and aspergillus, which is a mold overgrowth in my gut. I had heartburn, bloating, loose stools that were smelling pretty foul. I wasn't sleeping well. My energy was low. I was up and down with my moods, anxious and irritable one moment and depressed the next. And I had some skin problems, particularly dry skin and dandruff. And so I had these clusters of symptoms, and the testing showed that I had all these bugs. And so over the years, it's borne out that when people get down to a 6 or a 5, they start to get things living in or on them that shouldn't really be there. And that drains the vitality even more. So now, once we get down to a 4 and a 3, we've got major chronic symptoms that are probably now being treated by a medical doctor using drugs. Then we have disease at 3, serious disease at 2, where we're really getting into heart disease, heart attacks, stroke, serious type 2 diabetes, very nasty autoimmune diseases like advanced lupus, fibromyalgia, multiple sclerosis, and what have you. And then at 1, it's too late. There's nothing we can do about it. So the scale, I'd like to say, is really something that we're moving up and down all the time. So even somebody at a 9 might get hit by a nasty viral infection in the winter, like a flu, or a food poisoning when they go on holiday, and then for a few days, maybe a week, they get knocked down to a 4 or a 5 on the scale. But if they're generally healthy underneath, they'll bounce back up again, and it won't be long before they get back up to an 8, 9, possibly even a 10. The problem lies in society with not the acute infections and the acute instances of unwellness, shall we say, but more the chronic decline in vitality over time. The nagging symptoms that just gradually build up and build up and build up and build up until before we know it, if we're really honest with ourselves, we're really not feeling great. And if we don't do something about that, then there's a high chance that we're going to fall down to a 4 and a 3 and possibly even a 2 and a 1 long before we really should be doing. Now, who decides whether you are ill or well? So if we go back to the scale, at what point is somebody well and at what point is somebody unwell? And that really depends on your philosophy, your personal philosophy of health and life. To a large extent, your subjective experience. Are you unwell at a 6 or a 7? Look, if you start at a 5 and you go, oh my God, I would rate myself at a 5 at the moment. I just feel awful. I got 25 different symptoms and I just feel like crap. And then you climb up to a 7 because you take some positive action, or an 8 maybe within the space of 3 to 6 months. That might feel like a 10 to you. So it is very, very subjective. So the point and the question that I'm challenging you with is to put a label on yourself now. Where are you on the vitality scale? What is your subjective experience of your own life and the experience that you're having within your own body? Are you tired? Are you truly waking up refreshed? Is your skin as glowing and vibrant as you want it to be? Is your hair healthy or is it falling out? What are your bowel movements like? Are they sloppy? Are you not going to the toilet for 3 or 4 days? Do you have heartburn and digestive pain? What about your joints and muscles? Are you strong? Are you weak? Do you have pain there? What is going on in your body? Where do you fit in on that scale? Now, on the other hand, you might just say, you know what? I don't really care how I feel. I'm going to allow the doctor to tell me how well I feel by measuring my blood in a lab test. And that's fine as well, except be aware that the blood testing has pitfalls, as you'll see in other presentations. The reference ranges are very wide. You can still be very much within the reference ranges or the normal ranges and feel absolutely awful. Now, I think you need some subjective experience and some objective testing to gauge where you are. Certain diseases can creep up on us without really causing too many symptoms. Atherosclerosis, or the buildup of arterial plaque that triggers heart attacks, that seems to be able to happen very rapidly in some people, and it may happen very, very gently over a period of time without causing too many problems. So how are we going to know that happens? Well, really, we need to test. You may feel tired, you may not have any digestive symptoms, yet your fatigue may be the result of nutritional deficiencies caused by a chronic digestive infection that you don't even know is there because you're not getting any symptoms from it at the location of the infection itself. Some people have major digestive problems without any digestive symptoms, but things are creeping up on them in other areas of health. So I think it's wise to look at yourself really honestly and subjectively. How well do I feel? Am I really feeling as good as I think I could? Or am I sliding down the scale? And to regularly have blood testing with your doctor that's interpreted a little bit more accurately, maybe with some functional blood chemistry analysis and maybe some functional medicine tests to pinpoint whether actually there are imbalances in your body that you might do well to deal with. Now, just again, what I want to do is go back to this concept of when bad bugs get in, because a lot of my work basically started in functional medicine because of the digestive problems I had and how that affected the rest of my body. And when things like microbes start to overgrow in your digestive system or your urinary tract, possibly your mouth as well, it's usually because you've already descended the vitality scale. You're already down at a 6, a 5. Maybe they'll even get in at a 6.5 and a 7. And they're really there because your vitality is not high enough to keep them at bay. A really healthy immune system will not allow unwanted organisms to cause problems in the body. It will kick them out. It's only when our immune strength is dragged down by poor diet, stress, not getting enough sleep, all the lifestyle factors that we know are important, that things start to go wrong. And we've got to be aware of that. We're not victims of sudden illnesses when we have all of these symptoms crop up. They've happened over time because we've fallen down the vitality scale. And once fungi and bacteria and parasites get in there, they tend to accelerate the descent down the scale. So we've got to be aware of that. So if you have, I would say, chronic digestive symptoms, low energy, mood problems, aches and pains in your body, you're already down at a 6 or a 5. And it's very, very important to stop any further decline. And it's not difficult to do so. You run the tests, you find out what's going on, you fix the problem. And before you know it, not only are you at an 8 or a 9 or even a 10 on the scale, you just feel phenomenal and your quality of life improves. Now, what I would say again with the blood testing is when people are sort of sitting between a 5 and a 7 on the vitality scale, they probably feel unwell. They're going to have a lot of symptoms in the 7 areas of health, probably plus some weight management issues as well. Maybe lost too much weight, maybe gained too much weight. But oftentimes when you get tested from your doctor with a blood test, the bloods look pretty normal. And this is a challenge because you're walking around thinking, I feel like crap. The blood tests are normal. Doctor just says, it's all in your head. I can give you something for the pain and give you something for the constipation. I can give you something to clear up the skin. And you're thinking, well, there has to be something wrong. And the reason is that the blood testing needs to be interpreted in a lot more detail using narrowed reference ranges, because you can be at the far end, high or low, of the reference range. And actually, that is too high or low for you as an individual, but it may still look normal to the doctor. And so you've got to look at it from an individual patient perspective. And that's why I think it's wise to look at an honest evaluation of how you feel combined with optimal blood testing. Now, another challenge with blood tests being normal all the time is that patients think it's normal to feel unwell. So the doctor says, well, you're normal. And you think, well, my blood tests are normal. And then you go and talk to your friends and they all say, I don't feel great either. I have this and that and the other. And not feeling great when I wake up. And yeah, I get the menstrual symptoms, all of that stuff. Sex drive's not very high. Can't really get myself motivated. Got a few rashes on my skin. Getting a headache 5-6 times a month. And it all seems normal because so many people are walking around in that state. But I would ask the question, is it normal to be in that state or is it an epidemic? And in my view, having worked hard on my own health and worked with a lot of clients, thousands of people, I can tell you right now that it is not normal to feel unwell. It's not normal to be at a 5-6 on the vitality scale. Normality is a 9 or a 10 on the vitality scale, and that's possible if we take the right actions and we take charge of our own situation. That doesn't mean kicking the doctor into touch, because the doctor is a valuable ally in the journey. It just means taking an honest look at our lifestyle and making some tweaks and changes and taking advantage of some of the technology that is available to us. So that's the vitality scale. In the next presentation, we're going to have a look at some of the main reasons why we fall down the vitality scale in the first place. And I look forward to catching you again in the next video.